You're listening to Vatican Radio.
In the occasion of the UN International Day of Peace on September the 21st, and at a time in which war and persecution have driven over 65 million people from their homes worldwide, the Jesuit Refugee Service and the Religious Islamic Community of Italy have joined forces to appeal for a culture of welcome. In a statement released this week, they are calling upon governments, religious institutions, and all people of goodwill to work together to tackle the root causes of forced migration, to share the responsibility of providing protection for refugees, to ensure good reception conditions and access on arrival, and to recognise diversity as an opportunity, not a threat. JRS International Advocacy Coordinator Maya Valcarcel told me this appeal has particular resonance in this holy year of mercy.
In JRS, we work under the principle of working for others and for all peoples, regardless of religion, race, ethnic background, and so on. So we work under the principle of impartiality, which for us Christians is the principle of universal love. We have in Matthew 25, Jesus telling us, I was thirsty and you gave me water. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. He didn't say I was a Hebrew or I was a Judean stranger. So this is the basis of our response, really. We work for all people. For example, in Aleppo, right now we are present there and we give food baskets to people of all backgrounds. And we actually, the way we work is for us a seed of reconciliation in Syria, because we work with groups of young people, many of them volunteers, who are Muslim and Christian. And it's not even an issue for them, this fact, no? The criteria is that we work for the most vulnerable people. So this seed for reconciliation leads us to articulate our work in communications, in our advocacy, in an interfaith perspective. So that's the basis for this statement, which was released together with the Islamic communities of Italy and with a very wonderful relationship with Imam Yahya Pallavicini, who is now our friend, and we are in dialogue with his organization, and we are happy to learn from each other. This is the basis of our statement, really.
Just briefly, what would you highlight in the statement that you would like to get across?
The statement reflects the question of peace and the common values that Islam and Christianity share, which are the values of mercy. In this year of mercy, this is clear that it is the value that we share. But we are also reflecting together on the value of hospitality. At this time where we are seeing the response of governments, of nationalistic movements, putting the effort in building walls rather than offering access to asylum, offering access to hospitality, we think that this is our main message to the world. Like, we together as religious leaders, as religious people, we think that the value of hospitality is an added value today. And refugees need this as water or food. They need warmth, they need to feel that they are welcomed, really.
Is there an appeal in your statement? Is it directed to anyone in particular?
We are directing our message to governments especially, but also to religious people. We are seeing also tendencies in different religious groups a bit against this principle of impartiality, so only helping some people or, making the difference, no? We really want Christianity to be not in opposition to other faiths, but as the Society of Jesus is saying in a statement they recently published, Christianity stood not in opposition to other religions, but, in dialogue and in a process of learning from one another.
So you have an ally in Pope Francis in this?
Pope Francis is our best advocate. He has the refugees in his heart, that's clear. He has a sense of urgency. Nowadays we are seeing a lot of declarations, people talking about refugees, but really what refugees need is today access to protection, access to food, and not another declaration in 2 years' time. We are worried that all these principles, all these declarations are left in a declaration of principles only, but not reflected in actual life and response for the people who need so much welcome and actually the basic services, really.
That was Amaya Valcarcel, International Advocacy Coordinator for Jesuit Refugee Service.